The festive lights are going on tonight. Lots of people starting to get into the holiday spirit and look forward to a bit of a break, perhaps in the weeks to come. But for many, this has been a year of immense loss, not only of loved ones, but also the loss of jobs, of health, of income, of some personal freedoms, and of course, the loss of certainty and predictability that all of us have had to face in the last 2 years. The thought of the festive season might indeed be filling some of us with dread rather than delight. And I sat in on a webinar this morning that shared some really practical advice on how to cope with all that loss over the coming season. I thought I really would love to share some of it with you right now and just give you one or two tips to take away. It was run by the Resilience Factory, whose founders Pippa Shaper and Gabby Lowe have spoken to us several times in my usual lunchtime slot. It is a pleasure though to have Pippa Shaper with us on the PM Drive show this afternoon to talk a little bit about coping with loss over the festive season. Pippa, lovely to have you with us. Welcome.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Pippa.
Different people have been affected to differing degrees, Pippa. Not everybody's loss is the same as anybody else's, but I don't think there's anybody who hasn't felt some kind of loss over this year. And of course, just these last few days and the new travel bans have dashed so many people's hopes and plans for a more normal kind of Christmas. It's very difficult to process that kind of loss when all around you the messaging is about fun and good cheer and lightness, isn't it?
It really is. And I think when you've been through extreme loss within the year, Christmas can seem doubly hard. You know, you have this expectation of fun and of family and of relaxing. And when you're going through loss, it can just feel extremely hard. When you are trying to put up a show, you're trying to do things as normal. And, you know, a lot of us, I know you have and I have, had the carpet swept from under our feet with the latest travel ban. And it feels like so many of us are affected by now not seeing those who we thought we were going to be spending Christmas with.
Yeah. Pippa, this morning you ran through seven different strategies to help cope with all of that uncertainty and sort of fluidity in our lives. Obviously, we can't talk through all of them in a five-minute interview, but I want to focus on the first one you shared this morning, which really stuck out for me, which was getting your head around the fact that you don't have to do things the same this year as you've always done them in Christmases past, that the fact you faced loss and that this is a different kind of Christmas means perhaps there's an opportunity to leave behind some parts that no longer work for you or deliberately do things very differently.
That's right. And it's almost like leaning into differently. Like if we have to do Christmas differently because things have changed, let's knock the heck out of doing it differently. And let's look at things that we can do things that we wouldn't normally do. So if you have a traditional way of doing things that we always do, you know, lunch on a certain time or whatever, let's break out of our habits and intentionally lean into creating different ways of being, going to different places, being with different people, and really shake it up. We can set new traditions, for example. So it can be about letting a tradition go or just letting a tradition go this year and doing something differently. It can feel a lot easier to not feel that loss of, you know, sitting around the table with all of those empty spaces. So rather, don't sit at the table. Go to the beach, whatever it is that you do differently.
Pippa, a lot of people might feel a sense of guilt at doing that it's somehow disrespectful to the person who's not with you this year if you don't do things the way you've always done them in the past when you were together. Do you want to say something about, guilt is such a terrible, useless emotion, isn't it?
It is. I mean, guilt. The only time guilt is useful is if we've done something wrong or there's something we can make amends to do something about it. But honestly, just feeling guilty and sort of feeling guilty about, for example, not going to a family gathering that you think you should do, all of those shoulds and the musts and the can'ts and the have to's, they're really not helpful ways for us to be thinking. So if we can sit in a place of saying, you know what, this Christmas, this just feels too hard for me. I know we normally have this tradition, but this year, it doesn't feel right for me. I need to do something different. I need to replenish myself. I need to restore myself to do something differently about it. It's a big growing up thing to do, to be able to step into that place of things that you would normally feel guilty about, but to actually be able to lean into them and not feel guilty about them.
Pippa, it's also about learning to set boundaries for yourself and say, you're absolutely right, this isn't going to work for me this year. I want to do something different. And there might be pushback from other members of the family who want things to be the same as they've always been. But really, this is about saying, I'm going to respect my own personal boundaries.
Yeah. And it's about listening to your own needs, because we all have needs about what is going to work for us. And yes, of course, there have to be compromises within relationships and within families. But at this time of year, I think so many of us, after the last 2 years, are feeling so exhausted, so depleted, so tired. Yeah. We really need to listen to our bodies and our souls about what we need. And we need to be able to state them clearly as well. And if we get to the end of the holidays and think, actually, all I've done is done everything for everybody else, and I'm going into the next year without having restored my own levels of energy, then we're going to be no good to anybody else. So we think we've been kind to other people, but in fact, unless we can be kind to ourselves, it's very difficult to help and be kind to other people as well.
Pippa, we've only scratched the surface of what was a very interesting webinar this morning, and you made it available free of charge. Is it going to be available going forward on your website? If somebody missed the webinar this morning, can they still access it?
That's right. We're going to be putting it up, I think, later today. And so if you go to theresiliencefactory.com, you're going to see a link and you can go and check in with that. It's a half an hour webinar, and you can get all 7 of the strategies for coping with Christmas when it's really going to be different for so many of us.
Pippa Shaper, thank you so much. I also add that you can read up on that website about the many excellent tools they have to help you building resilience if you've gone through tremendous loss in this year. Pippa, thanks for joining us today, co-founder of the Resilience Factory, along with Gabby Lowe. Once again, you'll be able to access that that webinar on strategies for coping with loss this Christmas a little bit later on in the day on www.theresiliencefactory.com.